station when you need to know. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Gary Gilmore's condition now is listed as very serious. A spokesman for the University of Utah Medical Center says Gilmore, being treated for a drug overdose, has developed pneumonia in his right lung. Gilmore, the convicted murderer whose execution was delayed despite his request that he be allowed to die, was found unconscious today in an apparent suicide pact with his girlfriend. She remains in critical condition at the Utah Valley Hospital in Provo. For WoWo News, I'm Art Salzberg, and this WoWo Newscast is brought to you by Marathon Oil Company, people who got together to do it better. President Ford got down to work today after a week off in California. White House aides now say it's virtually certain the president will make his home in Palm Springs when he leaves office January 20th. Today, the president had a lengthy meeting with his economic advisors on the upcoming federal budget he'll present Congress just before leaving office. The so-called presidential transition moves into high gear this weekend, Walter Rogers reports.
The White House has announced that Secretary of State Kissinger will fly to Plains, Georgia to brief President-elect Jimmy Carter on the status of U.S. foreign policy this Saturday morning. Carter first proposed such a meeting at a news conference November 4th, and Deputy White House News Secretary John Carlson also disclosed that President Ford and Carter will hold their first face-to-face transition meeting next week. Accompanying Kissinger to the Carter meeting will be the State Department's transition officer, Lawrence Eagleburger. With Carter will be Vice President-elect Mondale and David Karen of the Carter transition team. And here at the White House today, Mr. Ford's new secretary, Ron Nethen, will be meeting with Carter's new secretary, Jody Powell. Walter Rogers at the White House.
More bad economic news.
And housing permits fell 4% last month. Housing declines hit every section of the country except the Northeast. The South registered the sharpest declines, down more than 14%. Taken with other recent negative economic indicators, the decline means even poorer jobs.
We've always been healthy.
5 million unemployed Americans. The Ford Motor Company is recalling 400,000 1976 Pintos, Bobcats, and Mustangs because of a defect in their fuel lines. The defect has caused at least 100 engine fires so far. A Ford spokesman says the company will decide case by case whether to compensate motorists or the insurance companies involved. A lengthy and costly strike by electrical workers against the Westinghouse Corporation's Muncie, Indiana plant ended today. The company and union reached tentative agreement. Walkout. WoWo News Time, 8:03.
From the pipeline in Wyoming to the oil well down in Texas, off the shore in Louisiana, to right back home in Finley.
Getting oil out of the ground is one thing. Turning it into something people can use is another. We got people together we thought could do it better, and we called the company Marathon.
College is an important part of Fort Wayne. Over 40% of the teachers in Fort Wayne area schools received at least part of their education at St. Francis. If you're approached for a contribution, please give generously.
WoWo Sports, New York Yankees catcher Thurman Munson has been named the American League's most valuable player for 1976. Munson was instrumental in leading the Yankees to their first pennant in 12 years. The Yankees team captain batted .302 with 17 home runs and 105 runs batted in. He is the first Yankee since Elston Howard in 1963 to win the MVP award. This WoWo News is a service of Marathon Oil Company, people who got together to do it better. I'm Art Salzberg. Currently 30 degrees, the Finkel forecast after this.
Now, a WoWo editorial. Here's our general manager, Warren Bauer.
The United States will be voted on. 538 people on December the 13th. The 538 ballots will be counted by Congress next January 6th in a joint congressional session, and then we'll know who our president will be. And all this time, you thought we had elected James Earl Carter of Georgia on November the 2nd. When we went to the polls, we actually voted for a state of electors who will cast the formal vote for president. The electors undoubtedly will elect Jimmy Carter, but technically they're free to vote for anyone they like. For example, in 1972, one elector cast his formal vote for the candidate of the Libertarian Party. The Electoral College resulted from a dispute in 1787 over how the president should be chosen. Some people urged direct national popular elections. Others wanted the president to be the creature of Congress. Still others argued the state legislature should do the work. Out of these deliberations came the Electoral College. Under this system, electors are chosen by whatever method a state chooses. The number of electors is equal to that state's federal senators and representatives. For example, in Indiana, that number is 13. If no candidate receives a majority of electoral votes, the president will be chosen by the House of Representatives. Wowo thinks it's time we abandoned this ponderous system and allowed Americans to vote directly for president. It will require an amendment to the Constitution, but Wowo thinks we should start the process. As usual, we're interested in your views.
That's how Wowo sees it. Your viewpoint is welcome.
Wowo and weather, fair skies tonight, overnight low near 20, sunny and a bit warmer tomorrow, high around 48 and southwest winds to 22. Fair again tomorrow night, low near 25, mostly sunny and warmer on Thursday with a high near 50. Right now at the airport, clear skies, the relative humidity 61% and the temperature 30 degrees. Art Salzberg, Wowo News.
Wowo Fire Stage is freezing. Cold tonight, 30 degrees.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Preston was, of course, one of the great studio musicians. Played with Ray Charles for many years. Several other artists. I think he even played on a few Elvis records in the background. All of a sudden, the Beatles discovered him and used him on the entire Let It Be album, and did record several songs with Billy Preston. For example, Get Back. He WoWo Radio at 8:15. Sing our thing time. And, of course, more contest calls coming up tonight. Carol Ford has a great show lined up for tonight. I would imagine she will be talking to people on the phone from all over the country. And that gets underway at 11:15 tonight. And, of course, Mary Cooper will be here at 12:15, I suppose. This week on Special Report, WoWo begins a global look at Israel's medical care system. Join Dick McDonald as he talks with the past president of the Fort Wayne Medical Society, Dr. Eugene Sensenay, about your relationship with your doctor. Next week, WoWo begins an extensive probe into alleged Medicare and Medicaid fraud. Again, an examination of our medical care system starting this week.
Words contain virtually everything you need for home redecorating, home building, and saving money. Wabash County Co-op True Value Home Center. Thursday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Complete with refreshments and door prizes. No purchase necessary. You need not be present to win. Demonstrations by the Electric Living Consultant. Economy grade 8-foot 2x4s are only 58 cents each. Armstrong ceiling tiles, 17 cents a square foot. Choose from 1,200 decorator colors of True Test Easy Care latex enamel paint and save $5. Now only $7.98. Three styles of paneling are only $2.88 a sheet. And there are many more unadvertised specials throughout the store. Even WoWo's Jack Underwood will be there from 10 a.m. till 12:30 Saturday. The grand opening celebration this Thursday through Saturday at the Wabash County Co-op True Value Home Center in Wabash, Indiana.
Hi, Jack Underwood, with a reminder to join me daily, 10 to 2, here on WoWo, your radio station. Fort Wayne Dotson remembers the year 1951. The answer in a moment. Because Fort Wayne Dotson is the area's only Dotson dealer, we have a specific responsibility to everybody here. Sure, we want to sell you a Dotson, but we want to service it too. So the next time you're ready to buy a car, shop Fort Wayne Dotson. Because Fort Wayne Dotson always remembers to give you courtesy, service, and a price you'll never forget. Dotson was already 18 years old when this radio program was popular, and millions listened to
Just Plain Bill.
See Fort Wayne Dotson for a price you'll never forget.
Yes, sir!
Yes, Fort Wayne Dotson has a great selection of 710s in stock, and colors and equipment are available, too.